Well, we have to be careful about jumping to too many conclusions just because there hasn't been a lot of head-to-head polling data, at least publicly released polling data. But I think what we can safely say is that candidates don't behave the way that the Republican candidates are behaving in blowout elections. You know, what they're doing now, it gives you a hint that they think the race is close. What happened this week is Republican Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker, the presumed frontrunner in this race, who has basically ignored former Congressman Mark Newman throughout much of the race, is now paying him a lot of attention. He ran an ad this week, has been running it all week, variations of it, talking about a vote Newman took as a member of Congress in the late 90s where he supported a massive transportation bill. Walker's ad says the bill was full of pork and tells viewers that, hey, another rank-and-file lawmaker who supported that at the time was Nancy Pelosi. So he's trying to make a link to a person who's a very unpopular politician among Republican voters.
Chuck, on the Democratic side, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is expected to coast to a primary victory. So what's he doing while the Republicans fight it out?
Well, Barrett made several campaign appearances, notably in Madison and Milwaukee. Yesterday, he voted early in Milwaukee and answered questions about his new commercial. Features his wife, Chris, talking about the beating of the mayor near State Fair Park last year. It's a memorable spot, includes a hospital picture of the mayor's battered face. His wife suggests that his family can count on Tom Barrett, and so can the people of Wisconsin. Barrett said he would leave it up to voters as to whether it looks like he's trying to use the beating for political gain.
Sean, it's probably safe to assume this is the Republican primary that Democrats wanted.
Absolutely. They wanted an aggressive primary where the candidates sort of duke it out. And just on dollar figures alone, this is the primary that Democrats wanted, because Scott Walker and Mark Newman are being forced to spend their money going after each other instead of either going after Tom Barrett or supporting their own messages. If you look at the latest fundraising totals that were filed this week, through the end of August, Barrett now has more than twice as much in the bank as Scott Walker. He has $2.6 million compared to $1.2 million for Walker and $430,000 for Newman. Barrett's also raising money faster. A couple other notables from fundraising totals. Most of Newman's money has come from himself. In fact, up around $4 million he's loaned himself to fight it out in this race. Also, Barrett's getting some help from Governor Jim Doyle indirectly. Doyle is giving $1 million out of his campaign fund to the Greater Wisconsin Committee, and that's a group that runs attack ads against Republicans.
Chuck, what did Barrett say this week about the Republican battle and the Doyle money?
Well, Barrett said he had no preference who wins the GOP primary, just wants a good debate on the issues, one presumes, so that he can have more ammunition with which to attack the winner starting next Tuesday night or Wednesday. Look for attacks of Newman's business and congressional record or Walker's work as county executive. Barrett started another new ad this week aimed at Walker's record on Milwaukee County pension changes. As to the Doyle money, Barrett says he wishes independent groups would stay out of the governor's race. You know, many candidates say that sort of thing, but rarely spend any of their own campaign money on ads blasting the groups that seem to be on their side.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.